when TPT Forward 2024 was announced, and they said that there would not be a virtual version of the conference for this year. I know there were many teacher sellers that were bummed out because they may not be able to make it to San Diego for one reason or another. But I think this is a blessing in disguise because there is a completely virtual conference that did so fantastic last year. It was easily one of my favorite conferences, and that is the Teachers Sellers Summit. The great thing about this is that it also takes place in the summer. This is from June 27th through the 30th, and of course, it's all online. You have not only pre-recorded sessions, but you also get live events. So what I wanted to share with you about right now is information about this Teachers Sellers Summit and how you can level up your business from the comfort of your own home. There are sessions about perfecting your product listings, creating print-on-demand workbooks, opening up your own shop, and diversifying your income streams. But not only that, you can also connect with successful teacherpreneurs and industry experts to take your TPT or teacher business to the next level. Here's what's in store. You have in-depth sessions about mastering key business skills, both on and off TPT, with insights from experienced speakers, a variety of networking opportunities where you can connect with business owners worldwide, swap ideas, and learn from each other's successes, practical tips and strategies with actionable techniques to succeed, whether you're just starting out or you're aiming higher. And additionally, there are live Q&A panels, a private podcast for on-the-go learning, and so much more. I'm presenting at this conference, and my session is about three keys to a successful TPT store brand. So you may be wondering, what does this cost? What's the investment on this? And there are early bird tickets available through April 30th for $99. And you can save nearly 25% by just purchasing in the month of April. But if you're listening to this and it is past April, but not yet June, so May and June, you're listening to this, you can still purchase tickets to this conference for $129. You will get a 90-day pass to all 40 sessions, live Q&A panel discussions, virtual hangouts, co-working spaces, private podcast. If this sounds like something you're really interested in, you can check out my affiliate link in the description where you're listening to this episode. I hope I can see you there. Now, let's dive into this week's episode. You're listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast, a show for busy teachers looking for ways to engage, inspire, and make an impact in their teacher businesses. I'm Kirsten, a teacher business owner who is all about simple and actionable tips, strategies, and resources that result in wins, big or small. If you're looking for that extra spark of creativity, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in together. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Creative Teacher Podcast. This is a super special episode because it is the 100th episode of the podcast. It has been a long time coming, and I am so grateful for every single one of you listening in, whether you've been listening in from the very beginning, from episode one, and you've been tuning along ever since, or you have listened in at any time in 2022 or 2023 or 2024. It's hard to believe that this show will be almost 3 years old. So I truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And I wanted to do an episode where I share 100 tips. So this is a very lofty goal, and I'm hoping I'm not going to ramble on too much with it, but I wanted to share an episode about everything I have learned as a TPT seller all in one. So just thinking about best practices and tips that we should all know about and do, and already likely do a lot of these and are
successful or are working towards our goals with all of these tips. So I encourage you, if you haven't already shared this podcast, to definitely share this specific episode with a seller friend, or even maybe you might have a teacher friend who's thinking about being an entrepreneur. I'm hoping that this episode kind of gives a kind of like a quick tip episode full of goodness that you can apply whether you're a beginning seller or a seasoned seller. So I bucketed these tips into different categories. So here are the categories: branding and design, of course, resource creation, product listing and optimization, websites, social media, Pinterest and email marketing, customer management and promotions, and collaboration and connection, productivity and mindset. Then, of course, the very last one, CEO business tasks. So this is going to be a very jam-packed, juicy episode full of 100 tips, one for every episode, of course. And I'm hoping that you can take away with something, or are just kind of like, you're preaching to the choir, sister, or you're just kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't really think of that, or maybe I could try something. So I know that whether or not you might already be applying these tips, you'll find this episode beneficial. So let's get started. All right. So the first category is branding and design. Of course, we had to start with something that I am very passionate about. I love personally branding my own store and helping other sellers with branding in their store and just designing things in general. I've always been a doodler. Even as a kid, I would draw pictures and cartoons and just I had a really creative side, an artistic side. And so in combination with playing around with Microsoft Paint and PowerPoint as a kid and making random newsletters and brochures, it kind of all accumulated into what I do today. So it's kind of interesting how that evolved in my life. So starting with the first tip, define your niche. Identify this specific subject or area you'll focus on for your teacher resources. This is key. Number two, understand your audience. Know the needs and preferences of teachers in your chosen niche. Number three, clear brand identity. Develop a recognizable and consistent brand image for your business. The key being consistent. It may be super tempting to try to change up things all the time, but I recommend to stay the course. Number four, unique selling proposition or USP. Highlight what sets your resources apart from others in the market. And number five, consistent branding across platforms. Make sure your brand message is consistent across all online channels, whether you're on your TPT store or website or Instagram or TikTok. Number six, create a logo. Design a distinctive logo that represents your brand. But I will mention simplicity is key. You don't want it to have too many clashing elements. You want it to look pristine, polished, professional, but also distinctive. Number seven, clear brand messaging. Clearly communicate your brand's mission and values. What characteristics, what things that you hold dearly to your in your business. Number eight, clear call to action. Guide your audience on the actions you want them to take, whether it could be asking them to follow your store or signing up to join your email list or to buy a product. Number nine, competitor analysis. Stay informed about your competitors and adapt accordingly. Keep tabs on them. You have to stay relevant and just kind of ahead of the game. Number 10, personal branding. Share your story to humanize your brand. What is your origin story? How did you start creating resources? How did your business come to be? Number 11, innovative solutions. Offer creative and unique solutions to common problems that relate back to what your niche's problems are. Thinking about who your target audience's pain points are. 12, industry thought leadership. Position yourself as a thought leader in your industry, whether it's upper elementary science or math or ELA or SEL resources. Make yourself a thought leader. Don't be afraid to do that. Number 13, regular audits. Conduct regular audits of your branding and also even your marketing strategies. What's working? What is not working? Number 14, color palette. Choose a consistent color scheme that resonates with your brand, recommending no more than 3 to 5 colors for your overall brand. But of course, this varies, as I always say. And then also think about color palettes for your specific resources. What you might have in your overall brand may not be the same as what you have in your actual resources or potentially on your website or other aspects of your business, such as maybe a course or membership. Number 15, typography. Select fonts that align with your brand personality that are easily readable. No more than 2 to 3 fonts for a design and also for your overall branding. Number 16, brand voice. Define a consistent tone for communication that matches your brand personality. Think about how your voice is in your emails, your social media. Is it fun? Is it polished and professional? Or is it just silly, humorous? Think about your voice. Number 17, brand guidelines. Document and maintain guidelines for consistent branding all across platforms. This is more in depth than your typical brand board. It's going into the do's and don'ts of what you want in a resource and what elements should be included in resource, your logos, how logo variations can be used. There's all sorts of things that can go into brand guidelines. 18, market research. Stay informed about industry trends, customer preferences, and competitor strategies. Numbers 19, crisis management plan. Develop a plan for potential crises that could affect your brand and how you can manage it and be kind of ahead of the game and be successful and come out of that crisis. So now we're going into the second category, resource creation. This has been a big learning curve over the years. I cringe thinking about the resources I, quote, revamped in 2020. They look very horrible right now, and I have loved how far I've come, and I'm sure you can relate. You might have resources that you can cringe at that, you know, you've learned so much in the last couple of years. It's just all about learning and growing from what we're doing as far as what we're putting in our resources. So these tips kind of relate to product creation and creating different content for your products and offers in your business. 20. Quality content. Create high quality teaching materials that align with educational standards. 21. Free resources. Offer some freebies to attract new customers and showcase your expertise. 22. Clear licensing terms. Clearly communicate the terms of use for your resources. And if you haven't updated it or looked at it in a while and you just kind of copy it and put it in, take a look and make sure it's still relevant and you don't need to add anything else. Number 23, printable options. Offer both digital and printable versions of your resources. So just thinking about options, if your potential customers or your audience would prefer paperless versions, that's something you can make sure to communicate in your product listings and what you create for your resources. 24, seasonal content. Don't solely focus on evergreen. Create resources aligned with holidays or specific seasons. When I started on TPT, when I was revamping my store and kind of basically reviving it from the dead, I was mainly focusing on evergreen resources. And while it was great, I have learned that having a mix of both is great as well. Having seasonal content and not just necessarily related to holidays, but it could be something that is taught really heavily at a specific time of year. 25, consider accessibility. Make your resources accessible to a diverse range of students. I feel like that is a non-negotiable. 26, legal compliance, another non-negotiable. Ensure that your resources comply with copyright and licensing laws. 27, diversity and inclusion. Represent diverse perspectives and backgrounds in your resources. 28, suggestions for use guides. Provide how to use pages in your resources to help teachers quickly implement your resources. I used to do bullet points of like tips. And of course, now I kind of go more in depth depending on what the resource is. And I'll go from like explicit directions on how you could use it to actually teacher guides and lesson plans. So that's always ways you can kind of help support your teachers who are buying your resources. 29, in-depth tutorials. Create video tutorials to guide teachers through specific features of your resources. 30, stay adaptable, be flexible, and adapt to changes in educational standards and technology. 31, cross-platform compatibility. Make sure your resources work across various devices and platforms such as Macs, PCs, Google Classroom, Microsoft Teams, and even Boom Cards and Easel. 32, online courses. Offer comprehensive online courses or memberships for teachers that will help develop a skill or solve a problem. 33, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify your offers outside of just TPT. 34, professional graphics. Use visually appealing graphics and layouts for your TPT resources. 35, include differentiation options. Cater to various learning styles and abilities. Think about maybe having not just all multiple choice questions for your passages. Think about maybe short answer or extension answers where they are kind of thinking more outside the box. And 36, stay informed about curriculum changes. Ensure your resources are aligned with current curriculum standards. So if your specific state standards or a set of standards change, make sure to make the necessary changes in your actual resources so that it stays aligned to those changes. All right, next category, going into product listing and optimization. This is also something I am really loving to do, and I always try to really have to force myself to not try to change covers all the time. But I wanted to share some tips with this as well. 37. Competitive pricing. Determine fair and competitive prices for your resources. 38. Regularly update resources. Keep your resources and listings current and relevant. 39. Resource bundles. Package complementary resources together for added value. You can do this in one listing, or you can use the bundling tool on TPT. Number 40. Data-driven insights. Use data analytics to understand customer behavior and preferences. 41, positive messaging. Frame your listing messages positively, obviously not too superficial, but make sure to emphasize the benefits of your resources. 42, spice up your store. Keep your storefront graphics and profile up to date. 43, optimize titles. Make sure to use descriptive titles with relevant keywords in your resources. 44, write compelling descriptions. Make sure to clearly explain the benefits and features of your resources and why this would help solve a problem for your intended audience. Number 45, provide sample pages. Allow teachers to preview a few pages of your resources and have samples. You can do this through having a sample in the preview, or you can have an opt-in where teachers are opting in to receive the freebie headed into their inbox through email. There's a lot of different ways you can provide sample pages, or you can just have it as a free download. 46, specify grade levels and standards. Clearly indicate the target audience and educational standards that are covered. Make sure you are tagging those grade levels and tagging those applicable standards. Definitely make sure to tag Common Core, and if whatever you're able to, just like if it's TEKS, if it's you know, the science standards, make sure you're tagging as much as you can and make sure it's actually applicable to that resource. Don't go tag happy. 47, use keywords strategically. Optimize your product listings for search engines within your platform. 48, utilize custom categories. Make it easy to navigate in your storefront with custom categories. They recently have announced that there is a more robust way to bulk edit and utilize custom categories. So it is definitely more user-friendly. So make sure to take advantage of that. Moving on to the next category, website. I don't have too many tips for this because this is all kind of like, I'm still learning. I'm still growing in this, especially with a new WordPress website, actually two websites, but it's been a fun journey. It's been really cool to kind of have that techie side, web techie side, I should say, and just kind of venture into managing that. So the best tips I have for you for here is 49, professional website. Invest in a user-friendly website to showcase and sell your resources. Hire somebody if you need to. Invest in that. If you feel like you're not able to DIY it or put things together, find somebody in your price point or save up for somebody to help you with that. Number 50, mobile responsiveness. Make sure your website is accessible and functional on a variety of devices. Think mobile first, mobile friendly. If you're previewing a page or you're making a sales page or a landing page, look at it in different areas. Look at it on the tablet mode, look at it at the mobile mode, and look at it on the desktop mode and adjust accordingly. 51, SEO optimization. Implement SEO strategies to enhance the visibility of your website. Ubersuggest is a really great tool. It's something that I highly recommend. 52, engaging blog. Share valuable content related to education on a blog to attract and engage teachers. You would be surprised if you do your keyword research how you can, even if your blog has only been published for maybe a few months, you never know. You could be really focusing on those keywords, and depending on what those keywords are, you can rank in those search results. 53, Google Analytics. Use analytics to track website traffic and user behavior. While I have no idea how I was able to connect my website with Google Analytics, I did it. I figured it out. I don't know how I did that. It was like years ago. I do appreciate having Google Analytics to be able to go in and see which landing pages are getting a lot of clicks. And I love the Google Console. I believe it's the Google Console search tool or something like that. And it'll send me monthly updates of which landing pages have gotten the most clicks and page views. And I also like to use Sitekit on WordPress just to kind of get a very basic view of how my websites are doing. And 54, optimize load times. Make sure your website and resources load quickly for a seamless experience. You can pop in a URL at the website pagespeed.web.dev. And you'll get a score for performance, accessibility, best practices, and SEO for both desktop and mobile devices. Moving into the next category, social media, Pinterest, and email marketing. Love social media, love email marketing, not really loving Pinterest. Honestly, I don't use it really at all, but I do have some tips for when I did utilize Pinterest at one point in time. Number 55, social media presence. Establish and maintain active profiles on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, whatever you prefer. 56, update social media regularly. Stay active on social media and share updates and engaging content in your reels or stories or, you know, however you want to engage with your followers. Make sure you're staying up to date on that. 57, paid ads. Grow your email list through paid Facebook or Pinterest ads that are constantly running for $5 to $10 a day. That's probably one of the best things I wish I had done sooner. 58, A/B testing. Experiment with different strategies to optimize performance. So you can think about A/B testing in your emails or on your Facebook ads. There's different ways you can A/B test, but just thinking about if you're just changing and tweaking one thing and you're just sending it to a subset of audiences, see what works best. 59, share behind the scenes content. Humanize your brand by showing the people behind the resources. You don't always have to have posts on Instagram about what resources you sell. You can, you know, think about just other connecting things about like what you did as a teacher or what you do as a teacher, what you do in your free time. Maybe you do some CrossFit or running, whatever you like to do. It's okay to share some behind the scenes. 60, content repurposing. Repurpose content for different platforms and formats. One of my favorite things to do is create for TikTok first as far as video content, and then I will repost one of my TikToks onto Instagram. One currently, it went viral at the time of this recording, 116K views, which I've never ever had in my life, but it originally started as a TikTok, which did okay there, but then it just took off on Instagram. So I didn't have to create anything new, same video, same captions. I think I might have changed a little bit of the hashtags, but you never know. Sometimes if you repurpose content, it could take off on one platform if it doesn't take off on another. 61. Utilize Pinterest for traffic. Create visually appealing pins to drive traffic to your resources. You always want to make sure you're using the appropriate dimensions and just those best practices of if you're creating a design, similarly of how you would create designs for your resources and your product listings and your social media. You want to do the same thing for Pinterest. You want people to be able to click on them. 62, email list building. Collect emails for a mailing list to keep teachers informed about your latest resources. My favorite email list provider is ConvertKit, but I know a lot of teacher sellers love Flowdesk as well. 63, email marketing campaigns. Create and develop targeted email campaigns to promote your resources. Think about maybe a product you want to highlight, discuss the benefits, how it would help them, and send an actual email campaign, maybe a set of 3 emails or 3 to 5 emails if you want, and just really talking about it. You can always segment your audience, and if maybe a certain amount of people click on the link, you send follow-up emails. There is a whole bunch of different ways you can do that, but I do recommend outside of your consistent newsletter that you might send to send additional email marketing campaigns like sales emails to your list. All right, going into the next category, if you're sticking around with me, you're amazing. I am not done, but we are more than halfway done, and we are going to just keep trucking through. Customer management and promotions. This is mainly thinking about your audience, people who have already purchased your resources or your membership or your courses, and just thinking about the best practices to, you know, keep them around and hopefully buying more of your resources or recommending your resources in a positive way. So 64, customer support. Offer responsive and helpful customer support for any questions or issues. 65, customer testimonials. Make sure you are showcasing your positive feedback and testimonials from teachers. Post it on social media, in your previews. There's all kinds of ways you can showcase that social proof that your resources are really valuable. 66, teacher-generated content. Encourage teachers to share how they use their resources in their classrooms. 67, customer surveys. Gather feedback through surveys to identify areas for improvement or also what's working well. And you can always attach a giveaway raffle, and if people are completing the survey, they are entered in to win like an Amazon gift card or a Starbucks gift card. I find that more people will fill out the surveys if they know that they may be getting a chance to win something. 68, customer onboarding for courses and memberships. Create a smooth onboarding process for new customers. Guide them on their next steps after purchasing the offer. 69, offer a FAQ section. Anticipate common questions and make sure you're proactively providing those answers. 70, respond to inquiries promptly. Aim for quick response times to customer questions in your Q&A tab. It always gives me the itches if I see this TPT seller. It's like somebody has a question. You get an email notification and I always, always like freeze up. I'm like, oh my gosh, what question is it? And I'm very quick to answer. I try to answer within 24 to 48 hours. 71, handle customer complaints professionally. Address issues with a positive and solution-oriented approach. As much as we want to get offended that people don't love our babies, like we love our resources, that we have to realize that not everybody's going to be 100% satisfied. And we are going to do our best to be professional, even if they are not. 72, promotional discounts. Run or participate in occasional promotions such as TPT site-wide sales to make sure that you can incentivize purchases. And 73, community challenges. Organize challenges or giveaways to engage your community. I love to pair those two. Giveaways right before that TPT site-wide sale. All right, next is collaboration and connection. And this is more related to collaborating with other teachers in your teacher audience and also with other sellers. I think both are important. And along the way, I've learned tips of what to do and what not to do. I'm just going to share like my best things of like, this is really what you want to think about. 74, collaborate with sellers. Partner with other sellers to promote your brand. You don't have to do it every single month or every week, but if there's an opportunity that arises and you have the bandwidth to do it, I say, why not? 75, attend conferences. Network with other entrepreneurs or TPT sellers at in-person or virtual conferences. 76, join online teaching communities. Participate in forums and Facebook groups where teachers are discussing topics in your niche. Facebook groups are always my favorite place, and I try to type in related keywords of groups that are related to my target audience. And of course, respecting the rules of those Facebook groups if you are let in, but just kind of getting some intel of what their pain points are. 77, continual learning. Stay informed about educational trends and approaches. Make sure you are staying up to date. It could be maybe keeping up to tabs with your teacher certification if you're not currently in the classroom and just having those hours, PD hours, and you're just current and up to date with that. Number 78, be a guest. Be a guest on a blog, podcast, or YouTube channel in a complementary or similar niche to expand your brand's reach. And 79, stay informed about changes in TPT policies. Make sure you're attending TPT town halls and read the seller blog or forums to stay up to date with all the TPT news and updates. The next category we have is productivity and mindset. This is something that I have to grapple with a lot. I get imposter syndrome. I really have to work on my mindset and my time management of all things. And that's just something that I'm continually trying to learn and grow from. But I know that each time I am just slowly getting better and just improving as a business owner of managing all of what I need to. Number 80, project management. Use a project management tool such as ClickUp or Asana to help keep track of all the different tasks in your business. 81, stay in your own lane. Don't copy what others are selling. Definitely don't do that. Your resources need to be unique. And while, yes, we can't copyright ideas, you can tell if other people are completely ripping off other people. You want to be a part of the solution, not that problem. 82, plan ahead. Plan ahead monthly and quarterly tasks to help you reach your goals. 83, use AI to help you. AI can be your friend and assistant, but you don't want to completely rely on it. You want to make sure to use AI as a tool to help you create content and products. 84, hire out. Hire VAs or service providers for tasks that you need help with. Find VAs and service providers that are proven to show really great results, whether it's through their portfolio or they might specialize in something. 85, track your time. conduct a time audit to see how long it takes for you to complete certain tasks. You might be surprised or maybe not surprised, but if you kind of know how long it takes you to do certain things, then you can always adjust accordingly and allot yourself that time to do what you need to do. 86, have dedicated work hours. Have a consistent time of day to be able to get out all the tasks you need done in your business. My current work hours, which will change, I know it will change because all of my kids will be in school at some point. But right now I'm working before they get up for the most part, like maybe a couple hours before they usually get up, and they get up pretty early. So I get up even earlier, but I enjoy it. I have my coffee and I just get into that work mode, and it's just a really great way for me to start off the day. And then if I need to, I can work in the afternoon during nap time or in the evening after they go to bed, like right now as I'm recording this podcast episode. 87, say no. Don't try to please everyone and say yes to everything requested of you. It's okay to say no. And really, I know people say, oh, we need to have that year of yes. I don't know when my year of yes is, but I know it's definitely not anytime soon. 88, it's okay to take a break. If you feel burnt out, you can take a hiatus or a break. It's okay. Like, nobody's going to come at you and be like, why are you not doing this anymore? We are all business owners and we can literally do whatever the heck we want. So that's just what we want to make sure to remember. 89, trust your gut. Go with your gut on decisions, even if it may rock the boat. It might be something that might rock the boat with your team or even maybe other sellers. Maybe you have an opinion that goes against the grain of what a lot of other people are doing or following. But as long as it's, you know, obviously legal and ethical, trust your gut. Number 90, get out of your comfort zone. Every once in a while, do something scary or different in your business. Sometimes going out of your comfort zone can get you really great results that you may not have expected. 91, don't compare your success to others. Focus on competing against yourself, not with others. I think a big thing that I am going to mention is related to when the rankings were first announced and released. I cannot tell you how many already, just in those comment threads, we saw a lot of people already comparing themselves. And it was like, just kind of, I felt like really negative. And of course, we can't always be toxic positivity all the time. But I think it might have kind of knocked down some people and just kind of with all the like graphs and comments about, oh, this is my rank and this is my percentile, what's yours, you know, that kind of thing. That is not what we need to focus on. You need to kind of stay in your own lane and just compare your own success to yourself, not with other people. It's nice to have a pulse check on what you are doing in comparison with like the marketplace as a whole, but we don't need to go and, oh, what's Judy's rank? What's Jill's rank? What's whoever's rank? That does not matter. We don't want this to be a competition. At the end, we all want the same results, and that is more financial freedom, more people buying our resources, more people being able to consume our resources. So that's kind of like my random unsolicited thoughts on that. All right, number 92, balance your work and life. Don't constantly be on the grind. Balance your work on TPT with your personal life and hobbies. This is something I continually work on because I will work as long as I want if I had that, but I know I literally can't because I have children to take care of and food, dinner to make and all, you know, cleaning, all that stuff. So, and also I do like to, you know, work out and do all of those different tasks as far as my health and just, you know, my sanity, just kind of having that me time. So just make sure to have that balance. 93, batch your content. Batch your like tasks together to make it easier to focus on one thing. I'm a batcher. It's just something that works best for me. Okay, we are at the final category, CEO business tasks. 94, identify trends. Stay ahead by spotting emerging trends in education and marketing. You may think, oh, it's going to go away eventually, but you may never know how long that trend may go away or how long it may stay. That's kind of where I'm at with one of my resources, where it was very, very trendy, and I created a resource specifically for elementary kids, and it really took off, and it still stayed steady over the course of 3 years. And while it is kind of like declining, it's still one of my best sellers. It's undeniably something that is still trending, but just not as trendy as maybe a few years ago. However, you still want to stay ahead and see if there's any other emerging trends they may pop up, because you never know. That's something that you can also hop on. 95, reevaluate and pivot as needed. Regularly assess the market and be willing to adapt your strategies. If organic marketing isn't working and you're like, why is my followers not stagnant, and you're just hating, you know, doing organic marketing, don't do organic marketing. Pivot, find another solution. 96, build a professional portfolio. Highlight your educational background and achievements. Make sure you post it prominently and proudly on your website, on your TPT store profile, wherever you can, so that it is something that people are able to see and gives you more credibility. 97, stay informed about tax obligations. Of course, financial stuff, it's not our favorite thing, but we do want to make sure to understand and comply with tax regulations for our business and our state, especially if we might be filing taxes. Well, definitely, of course, as we're filing taxes each year or quarter, and also thinking about if we're selling on our own website, making sure we're staying ahead of the game with that. 98, SWOT analysis. Assess your business's strengths, any weaknesses, opportunities, and potential threats. 99, you're the CEO, you're the boss of your business, and you can make whatever decision you want to or need to. And number 100, this is the last one, celebrate milestones. Acknowledge and celebrate business milestones with your community. Maybe you've reached 100 followers. Maybe you've created 100 podcast episodes. Whatever the milestone is, make sure you acknowledge it and celebrate it, big or small. I think that's always important. All right, we've made it to 100 tips. These are all tips that I have learned along the way. And while I may not be implementing 100 of them 100% of the time, I try my best to work towards these and strive to be the best CEO and business owner I can be. And hopefully these tips have helped you as a reminder and is something that you'll want to listen to later on. So thank you for tuning in to 100 episodes. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Creative Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, feel free to subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can also follow me on Instagram at thesouthernteach.designs. Have an amazing day. Are you looking for a way to grow your business without working too much harder than you already are? Do you want to optimize your limited time and see a real impact on your business efforts? Well, I've got great news for you, because your data playbook can help you achieve all of these goals and then some. As a teacher, you know that the education market is super competitive, and in order to succeed, you would have to stand out from the crowd and deliver results that really matter to your customers. But without the right tools, it can be kind of hard to know if what you're doing is truly paying off. And that's where your data playbook comes in. The membership is designed to help teacher sellers like you leverage the power of data-driven strategies. You can unlock valuable insights about your customers, your products, and your sales performance.
This membership is packed with access to analytics tools and resources, personalized coaching sessions, and a community of like-minded teacher sellers who are also eager to share their insights and experiences. I totally believe that your data playbook can help you take your teacher seller business to the next level, but don't take my word for it. Check out the website to see what other teacher sellers are saying. I'd appreciate it so much if this is something you're considering to check out my affiliate link in the description. There are different membership tiers. So if this is something you're considering, you should definitely check it out. It's your data playbook, and I hope you can join.